listening to Lally's Alley from the 2017 CD called This Day Too, music from Irish America with Terence, Michael and Jesse Winch. And it's my pleasure to have Terence Patrick Winch on the line because this is the month when we do celebrate Ireland in various ways, particularly St. Patrick's Day. And so welcome to Book Notes. Thank you so much for your music and your time.
Oh, thanks, Judith. Happy to be here.
So having grown up in an Irish neighborhood in the Bronx as the child of Irish immigrants, it's not surprising that your work sometimes takes as its subject matter aspects of that upbringing. And I'd love to start out with some of your words just to set the tone for some ideas about Irish writing.
Oh, the Prayer to St. Patrick. Yeah, it's a kind of lighthearted poem, almost light burst, really, that I wrote on the top of a mailbox on my way to a gig sometime in the 90s. I've played St. Patrick's Day from my childhood, you know, to the present in all kinds of circumstances. And it seemed fitting that I should try to put something about that into a poem. The very end of it is, "Let there be an Irish-American fantasy eclat, starring Mark McGuire and Margaret Heckler. Grant another 87 years to my Auntie Nora, and let history smile upon the Irish diaspora. Let the music be on the mark. Lead the fiddle players from the dark of orthodoxy, or Ramus from my brother Seamus. Let 1,000 poems and songs end the battles and undo the wrongs."
Just some of the names and words that come up, reminding one of this unbelievably rich heritage of Irish writing. I mean, James Joyce, Samuel Beckett, William Butler Yeats, Seamus Heaney. How much do you feel that your own writing in particular, but perhaps Irish writing in America in general, feeds on that kind of heritage?
Well, I think if you're Irish or Irish American and you're writing poetry, it would be difficult for you to avoid, you know, the influence of people like Joyce and Yeats and Seamus Heaney and Samuel Beckett, for that matter. And I think that would be true actually for non-Irish people as well. I mean, they were all such seminal writers and so influential. And of course, in Ireland, it's very different from here. I mean, you know, when Seamus Heaney died in 2013, it was a national event. So poetry has a much more central place in Irish life. Irish school children and still do learn lots of poems by heart, both in Irish and English, in ways that, you know, we don't do in this country anymore. So, yes, as an Irish American, certainly all of the major writers from Ireland have had certainly an impact on me and on most of my fellow writers that I'm aware of.
Of course, in this month, we do celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Certainly great to speak to you about Irish writing and really to highlight it in this green month, so to speak. I've been speaking to the Irish-American poet, writer and musician Terence Patrick Winch. He has a website, terencewinch.com. Thank you so much, Terence.
Thank you, Judith. Pleasure.